From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs, started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Listener, here's the news read by Steve. Here's the headlines. Indonesia affirms ASEAN's central role in global peace. Indonesia invites nations to unite and create a nuclear-free world. Here's the news in detail, read by Steve. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi affirmed the importance of stability in Southeast Asian nations so that it can continue to play its role in the global affairs, both in the economy and the world peace. The full report will be brought by Nuka Kusumawati.
Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi reaffirmed the significance of stability in Southeast Asia so that ASEAN can keep playing its role in the world, both in economy and world peace. The minister made the statement to media amid the 56th ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting, post-ministerial conference in Jakarta on Monday. That Retno added, was also an important reason in organizing the 56th ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting post-ministerial conference, besides as part of the Indonesian leaderships in ASEAN.
What Indonesia would like to see is that ASEAN play as a central role, as contributor to peace and stability in the region. If you look at the Southeast Asia region, in the last more than five decades, it's almost six decades, Southeast Asia remains as a region of peace and stable. And because we have stability and peaceful, then we can attain prosperity in the region. Look at the growth, the economic growth in Southeast Asia, in ASEAN. The economic growth of ASEAN almost all the time is above the economic growth of the globe. So this growth, this prosperity could only be attained if there is peace and stability, and ASEAN made it so far. So that's why during the PMC meeting, we will reiterate the central role of ASEAN to be the contributor or the locomotive of peace and stability in the region.
The plenary session of ASEAN foreign ministers is held on Tuesday, July 11, 2023. All ASEAN foreign ministers were confirmed to join, including the ASEAN Secretary General Kau Kim Horn. Besides the main meeting, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi was also scheduled to have some bilateral meetings with the foreign ministers of partner countries. Until Monday evening, at least 13 partner countries' foreign ministers had requested to have a bilateral meeting with Indonesia. Nuga Kusumawati reporting, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi asked all nations to unite against countries with nuclear weapons. According to her, only with unity the nuclear-free zone can be achieved. And here is the report by Nuka Kusumawati.
The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister officially opened the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon Free Zone, or SEANWFZ on Tuesday. In her opening remarks, Minister Retno talked about the currently high risk in using nuclear weapons. According to her, the global community kept hearing about the threat of nuclear weapons, and it has been a military doctrine in some countries, including across Southeast Asia. Therefore, Minister Retno put emphasis on ASEAN to keep peace and stability in the region. According to her, those two are the fundamentals to make ASEAN as the world center of growth.
No weapons is more powerful and destructive than nuclear weapons. And with nuclear weapons, we are only one miscalculation away from apocalypse and global catastrophe. Therefore, we must keep Southeast Asia as a region free of nuclear weapons.
Ratna further elaborated, SEANWFZ had contributed to the efforts of creating a free nuclear zone, disarmament and non-proliferation regime. However, she added, 25 years after the signing of the SEANWFZ treaty, none of the nuclear-owning countries has signed it.
We must come as a united front before nuclear weapon states. Only then we can force a clearer path toward a region free of nuclear weapons.
Now explain, the nuclear threat is very close. The world cannot keep pressing the snooze button and putting on the blindfold towards the bigger picture of the world under nuclear weapons threat. Nuga Kusumawati for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Minister of State on Enterprises Erick Thohir has expressed hope that the micro can use and share the knowledge they gain while overseas once they return to their homeland in order to help develop the country. Thohir said a ceremony to send off migrant workers in Jakarta on Monday, and the migrant workers, according to him, must be able to adapt quickly and embrace good culture that can be emulated in Indonesia. And he said the government is consistently pursuing industrialization to become a country that can provide job opportunities. His Majesty's Canadian ship Montreal, a Royal Canadian Navy frigate, set sail from Surabaya on Monday, following a visit from July the 7th until the 10th during its sail through the Indo-Pacific on Operation Projection. The ship participated in a cooperative development with the Indonesian Navy in order to build on a friendly and growing bilateral defense relations and promote peace and stability across the region. During the visit, Commander Paul Mumford, commanding officer of the HMCS Montreal, paid courtesy calls to Rear Admiral Maman Firmansyah, commander of Indonesian Navy Second Fleet, and First Admiral Dato Rusman, Vice Governor of the Naval Academy, to discuss issues of mutual interests. Ministers from the Gulf States and Russia have stressed the importance of concerted efforts to achieve peace, security, stability, and prosperity across the world, a joint Gulf Cooperation Council Russian statement said on Monday. The statement came after the sixth joint ministerial meeting of strategic dialogue between the GCC countries and Russia held in Moscow. According to the global statement, both sides stressed the importance of supporting the global economy and preserving the stability of the global oil market. Germany will, for the first time, send troops to Australia as part of joint drills with some 30,000 service members from 12 other nations, underlining Berlin's increased focus on the Indo-Pacific amid the rising tension with China in the region. In recent years, Germany has had a greater military presence in the Indo-Pacific, even as this means walking a tightrope between its security and economic interests. Army Chief Alphonse May told Reuters in an interview published on Monday, hours before the first German troops were to leave for Australia. May said up to 240 German soldiers, among them 170 paratroopers and 40 marines, will take part in the Talisman Sabre exercise from July 22nd to August the 4th, the largest drills between Australia and the US held biannually. The Philippines has called on its national who opted to stay in Sudan to register for repatriation, the Department of Foreign Affairs said on Monday, as about 100 Filipinos are still in the conflict-torn country. Citing reports from the Philippine mission in Cairo, he said the situation continues to deteriorate as ceasefire conditions are not followed. Parts of the capital, Khartoum, have already become a war zone. The Philippine Embassy in Egypt reiterated on Sunday its call to all Filipinos in Sudan to leave the country immediately to ensure their safety. The embassy provides two channels of evacuation for those who register to be repatriated through the border with Egypt and to Saudi Arabia via Port Sudan in the country's east, where the evacuation process may take even 10 days. Listener, it was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is today's commentary on the ASEAN Foreign Minister Meeting. I'm Dalat Pani. Indonesia is holding the ASEAN Ministerial Meeting Post-Ministerial Conference, AMMPMC, which is held in Jakarta from 11 to 14 July 2023. Prior to the AMMPMC meeting, a technical level meeting and a senior official level meeting were held on Saturday. The ASEAN Ministerial Meeting Post-Ministerial Conference was opened by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in Jakarta on Thursday. Minister Retno Marsudi said in Jakarta last Friday that the AMMPMC meeting is attended by 29 countries, along with the ASEAN and European Union secretariats. According to Minister Retno, as of Friday, July 7, 1,165 delegates and more than 400 domestic and foreign journalists have registered. In fact, the AMM meeting, which will be followed by a summit at the end of the year, will prove that Indonesia is the chairman of ASEAN 2023, which carries the theme ASEAN Matters, Epicentrum of Growth. Because at the current situation, the world recession threatens many countries and the effects of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine and post-COVID-19. Countries in Europe, which are destination countries, for trade and agricultural economic production in the ASEAN region have experienced a decline in demand. Because of this, the slogan Epicentrum of Growth to advance the regional trade economy is a formidable challenge for Indonesia, not to mention the issue of security in the South China Sea, which is in contact with several ASEAN member countries. Therefore, Minister Retno Marsudi emphasized that at the AMM-PMC meeting, they would discuss concrete cooperation in the framework of strengthening food security, regional health architecture, strengthening maritime cooperation, and energy transition, including the electric vehicle ecosystem. It is planned that during the 4 days of the AMM-PMC, 18 meetings will be held, including plenaries and retreats, as well as several trilateral meetings involving the ASEAN Secretariat and Indonesia as chair of ASEAN. In addition, the presence of foreign ministers from ASEAN partner countries, as reported by Voice of Indonesia reporters at the venue on Monday, included foreign ministers from the United States, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, England, Japan, and South Korea, as well as the Russian foreign minister are planning to attend, and this shows how important the position of ASEAN is. Because of this, strengthening cooperation in all fields with ASEAN members and ASEAN partners is a top task for Indonesia, which is in lineup as chairman until the end of 2023, including the Myanmar issue, which continues to be in the world's spotlight and an obstacle to the movement of cooperation between ASEAN members and partners, both regional and multilateral. The results of the discussion of various issues in the AMM-PMC will be presented at the 43rd summit in September. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on July 11 about World Population Day. World Population Day has been observed every July 11 since 1989 by the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP. The date was inspired by 5 billion day on July 11, 1987. The estimated death when the world population reached 5 billion people. World Population Day aims to raise public awareness about various population issues such as the importance of their family planning, gender equality, poverty, maternal health, and human rights. We move with the event on July 11, 1973, when Varig Airlines crashed in Paris, 123 people died. On July 11, 1973, the plane from Varig Airlines with flight number 820 crashed near Paris, France. The plane crash, which resulted in 123 people being killed, was allegedly caused by a vibe from the toilet that came from a lit cigarette butt. On that incident, the Federal Aviation Administration issues a ban on smoking while on board. We end today in history with the event on July 11, 1995, Srebrenica Massacre. On July 11, 1995, the Srebrenica Massacre took place. Around 8,000 ethnic Bosnian Muslim men and teenagers in the Srebrenica area, Bosnia, were killed by Republican Spartak troops led by General Ratko Mladic. General Mladic became an international fugitive for being guilty of genocide and various other war crimes in Yugoslavia. On 27 February 2007, the International Court of Justice declared this independent a genocide. In addition to the Bosnian Serb troops, the Scorpion Serb paramilitary troops and hundreds of volunteers from Ukraine and Russia were also guilty of this massacre. That's today in history.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune, and know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh. Make me your radio, and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
So listen close, hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh. Make me your radio, and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo. Oh, 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 oh
because good music can be so hard to find.
So hard to find.
I'll take your hand and hold it closer to
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on government spurs metal, small and medium industries to increase competitiveness through partnerships with large industries. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Industry continues to increase the competitiveness of metal, small and medium industries through facilitating partnerships with large industries. The facilitation aims to strengthen their strategy in efforts to encourage accelerated economic growth, social stability, and dynamic private sector development. The Director General of Small and Medium Enterprises and Multifarious Industries, Ministry of Industry, Reni Yanita, on Friday in Surakarta, Central Java, said the ministry is actively pushing for Indonesian SMEs to upgrade and become part of the supply chain of large industries. This is intended to maximize the contribution of small and medium industries to the regional and national economy. Reni Yanita revealed that the government routinely facilitates small and medium industries partnerships with large industries to build productivity and competitiveness. Through this partnership, they can also obtain market certainty and raw material supply. In addition, the partnerships can spur small and medium industries to have responsibility in carrying out continuous quality and quantity improvements, implementation of management systems, human resources improvement, access to information, technology, licensing, and other matters according to requests from partners. In order to achieve this target, the Ministry of Industry held a business meeting in the framework of facilitating the partnership of metal, small and medium enterprises with large industries in Solo Raya on July 4 to the 5th, 2023. Reni said that sources from large industry representatives conveyed the development of the national manufacturing industry, partnership terms and procedures, as well as component needs that could potentially be supplied by small and medium enterprises. According to her, this business meeting was a follow-up to the Memorandum of Understanding between the Ministry of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises, Ministry of Industry and Ministry of SOEs concerning cooperative partnership in its supply chain, which was signed on September 3, 2021. Reni hopes that this opportunity will be the right time for small and medium industries to find out the types and specifications of components that can be supplied, procurement plans for large industries, standard requirements, as well as procurement procedures from SOEs so that they can then become part of the supply chain. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
Oh God, is it to ask, or is it just the wrong ones I keep asking for? Or perhaps it's me who seeks home, who needs a bit of warmth, yet I stand too close to the sun. And I'm sure it's me who seeks light to make it through the night. Yet I burn the candle on the borders, and I finally see the
just connected.
The picture's complete.
Now I see what I thought, but I failed to carry what I thought it might be.
The picture's complete.
I understand more.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOA listener, visiting a tourist destination is incomplete if you don't taste a variety of its culinary specialties. If you go to Sweden van Java, Tulung Agung, which is located in the southern part of East Java province, has a variety of special dishes that you must try. One of them is Ayam Lodo or Lodo Chicken. Ayam Lodo is one of the specialties of Tulung Agung and Trenggalek. This dish uses the main ingredient of ayam kampung or free-range chicken, which is cooked by roasting. This grilled chicken is eaten with spicy sauce, warm savory rice, and urap as a complement. Urap is a concoction of vegetable stew eaten with grated coconut seasoning. The word lodo in the local language can be interpreted as soft because this chicken is cooked until the chicken meat is soft or tender and can be separated from the bones. Lodo also means a savory dish made from very thick coconut milk. Lodo chicken is cooked by roasting free-range chicken until tender, then boiling it in coconut milk and other spices. When eaten, lodo chicken is so delicious, the savory sensation of the gravy is so pronounced. Free-range chicken, which is usually tough or difficult to chew, is so tender when eaten. Starting at 28,000 rupiah or almost $2, you can already taste a plate of lodo chicken rice and urap at various restaurants in the city of Tulung Agung. Lodo chicken is still closely related to the traditions of the people of Tulung Agung and Trenggalek in various events such as Salvation and Earth Alms. Serving lodo sega savory, namely a dish of lodo chicken and savory rice, is presented as an offering for Njangkar Salvation, a type of salvation held by boat owners and fishermen once a month after the full moon. The offerings of lodo chicken and savory rice symbolize the human relationship with Sang Hyang Tunggal. This offering is intended for the ancestors so that those who have wishes are fulfilled and granted by Sang Hyang Tunggal. Jangkar Salvation tradition is still related to Kejawen tradition and beliefs about the ruler of the South Sea, Nyi Roro Kidul, which the people still adhere to. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car and 4 years no call. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay,
I know it breaks your heart.
Shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
We ain't ever getting older.
backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of that mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Festival Pesona Mentawai, which means Wonderful Mentawai Festival. Next, we'll be listening to a conversation entitled Sudah Lama Tidak Berselancar. Sudah Lama Tidak Berselancar, which means haven't surfed for a long time. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sorta Uli, a friend of Chris's vlog community. On the way from Nias Island to Siberut Island on the Mentawai fast boat, Chris tells Sorta Uli about his experience in surfing. Let's listen to their conversation.
Besok Festival Mentawai dimulai. Kamu bisa ikut kontes berselancar.
Wah, kebetulan sekali. Saya sudah lama tidak berselancar. Terakhir saya ikut lomba di Hawaii 2 tahun lalu.
After we listen to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material. Sudah lama tidak berselancar. Sudah lama tidak berselancar, which means haven't surfed for a long time. I'll utter the words slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Sudah lama, which means has been a long time. Tidak berselancar, which means do not surf. Sudah lama saya tidak berselancar. Sudah lama saya tidak berselancar, which means it's been a long time since I surf. Besok, besok, which means tomorrow. Festival, festival, which means festival. Dimulai, dimulai, which means begins. Kontes, kontes, which means contest. Lomba, lomba, which means competition or race. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, saya sudah lama tidak berselancar. Saya sudah lama tidak berselancar, which means I haven't surfed in a long time. In that sentence, there is an expression, sudah lama, which means it's been a long time, which states an activity that has occurred or has been carried out within a certain duration of time. In the utterance, the expression sudah lama, which means It's been a long time, is followed by an expression of activity, namely tidak berselancar. Tidak berselancar, which means don't surf. To state that do not surf within a certain time. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of using the expression sudah lama. Sudah lama, which means it's been a long time. In other sentences. Anak saya sudah lama tidak pulang kampung. Anak saya sudah lama tidak pulang kampung, which means it's been a long time since my child returned to his hometown. Saya sudah lama tinggal di Padang. Saya sudah lama tinggal di Padang, which means I have lived in Padang for a long time. In July 2023, the Mentawai Island Regency will hold Festival Pesona Mentawai, which means Wonderful Mentawai Festival. In the festival, there are various activities such as surfing contests, cultural arts performances, and culinary bazaars. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Besok Festival Mentawai dimulai. Kamu bisa ikut kontes berselancar.
Wah, kebetulan sekali. Saya sudah lama tidak berselancar. Terakhir, saya ikut lomba di Hawaii 2 tahun lalu.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Festival Pesona Mentawai, which means Wonderful Mentawai Festival, and a conversation entitled Sudah Lama Tidak Berselancar. Sudah lama tidak berselancar, which means haven't surfed for a long time. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Bergetar hatiku saat ku berkenalan dengannya. Ku dengar dia menyebutkan nama dirinya. Sejak ku bertemu, ku telah jatuh hati padanya. Di dalam hati telah menjelma cinta. Dan bawalah dia ku selalu dalam mimpimu. Di langkahmu serta hidupmu. Genggamlah daku kini jika nanti harapan di hati.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Dedap Durhaka by Usman and Rini. The song, which was composed by Husni Tamrin, is a Malay song. Dedap Durhaka is a folk story of Bengkalis people in Riau. Dedap is a name of a young man who is successful village youth in another region. But unfortunately, success makes him arrogant, so he doesn't want to admit his poor mother and father. Dedap is disobedient to his mother. Then Dedap drowned with his ship. Several years later, in Merbau district, Meranti Regency, where Dedap sank, an island resembling a barge appeared. People call it Dedap Island. Well, listener, here is the song Dedap Durhaka by Usman and Rini. Enjoy.
Kau tidak pergi merantau.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id. Thank you.